This is 89.1 WEMU, and I'm David Fair with this week's edition of Washington All United. It's a weekly feature in which we explore issues of equity and opportunity through our partnership with the United Way of Washington All County. This time around, we're going to explore a really cool program designed to enhance opportunities for girls and young women so that they can achieve their potential, have the tools to maintain a happy and financially secure adulthood. I'm talking about Girls Group of Washtenaw County. My first guest today is the founder and executive director of Girls Group, Sue Schooner. Thank you so much for the time today. I appreciate it.
All right. Thanks for inviting us.
Well, what about your childhood, educational experience, and professional experience drove you to create Girls Group?
It's certainly not intuitive. I grew up as an Army brat. I lived in a household which was very performance-driven. So if I received any approval at all, I had to be perfect. So it wasn't the easiest way to grow up. I spent most of my career in the automotive industry, over 25 years. And when I moved to Ann Arbor, I was just basically looking for some girls or young women to play with. So in my dream world, I was going to find some young women, and we would hike, read books, and journal, which is what I like to do.
Right.
And no one from Girls Group has ever gone on the hike with me in 16 years, but plenty of them do. plenty of them like to read and journal, and then the relationship grew over time. Part of what happened in my journey is part of why I needed to spend 16 years at Girls Group is for me to sort of access a lot of my empathy and understanding of, how the world worked and barriers that existed for multiple different people.
How did you then go about designing the programs that would best serve girls and young women at the Girls Group?
Basically, we were just having weekly discussion groups. We were going on field trips. There was a pivotal day early on where there was something called a magic box, and the girls could just like throw whatever questions they wanted into the box. And there were social work students in the room, and they let me pull out a question. And the first one was, why do men rape young girls? Why don't they rape women their own age?
Wow, that's a tough first question.
That was a tough question, particularly, for someone that had spent their entire career in automotive.
Right.
So, I just turned to the social work students like, oh my God, how are we going to fix this? And they said, oh, we aren't here to fix this. We're here to provide a safe environment to talk about it. Well, I had made it this far in life without ever having a safe environment to talk about anything. And then they facilitated this hour-long conversation about if you were raped, it wasn't your fault, and how they could help. And it was ultimately like the most humbling day of my life, because up till then I thought I was a smart, successful person. And what became clear.
And you were.
Yeah, I was. But I thought I knew like a lot more about how the world worked. And I realized that my view of the world was so incredibly limited. And so I've been, on a learning journey for 16 years now.
This is Washington All United on 89.1 WEMU, and we've been talking with Sue Schooner, the founder and executive director of Girls Group of Washington All County. Our second guest this morning joined Girls Group at its inception. Tanae Collins has been involved with the program for 16 years, and thank you so much for being here today.
Thank you for having me.
So is Sue's story relatable to you, or is yours a different journey?
I would say it is different. So when I first started, I started thinking like sixth grade in middle school. And I've been with the program all the way up until I graduated high school. When I first got there, there was only about a few of us. I think there was probably like five. So it was real small and real intimate. But I felt like I was able to share with that group of people. And from there, it just kind of took off. And now I think they have like well over 60 people, members of their group.
When you first joined, did you have an expectation? At sixth grade, I think you show up and you're not sure what to expect.
Mm-hmm.
But when you walked away and got a little bit further into the program, say in the high school,
mm-hmm.
what did you find that kept keeping you coming back?
The spirit there. It was great. I mean, you have people there the same age as you. You can relate to them. A lot of the problems that they were going through, I was most likely going through. It was kind of like a learning thing for all of us. So Sue, of course, kept me. She's an amazing person. She makes sure that our goals are met for what we wanted to do outside of high school. So that's what drove me.
Sue talked about how the programs came about, this organic way in which she discovered mm-hmm. what was needed and how to address those things.
Mm-hmm.
How did it shape who you wanted to become as an adult?
honestly, I'm going to be really honest, if it wasn't for girls group, I don't know that I would have had as much
ambition
to keep going. I mean, I'm a strong individual, but I feel like with that extra push and someone that actually cares and is actually able to help you with applications and, you know, trying to find a job, they actually care about literally everything that you do.
And I wanted to point out, you found your ambition to be sure. You went on to get a bachelor's degree from mm-hmm. Ferris State, a master's degree from Spring Arbor. And again, as you mentioned, if Girls Group had not been a part of that middle and high school experience, mm-hmm. you probably wouldn't have followed the same path.
No, I don't think so.
Washtenaw United continues on 89.1 WEMU. We're talking with Girls Group of Washtenaw County founder Sue Schooner and original Girls Group member Tanae Collins, who 16 years later remains involved, paying forward the reward she took from her participation. I want to move a little bit beyond the personal experience and look at the broader perspective, Sue. Over the years, if I've got it right, well over 500 girls have gone through Girls Group. Am I in the ballpark?
Yes, we serve 550 young women.
Yeah, I was in the ballpark.
Very close, yeah.
What, if you know, is the high school graduation rate for those who participate and stay with Girls Group?
Basically, it's 100%.
Really?
Well, that is our intent. So the reality is that if you have a high school diploma, your entire life, you know, will change. It opens up opportunities for more jobs. We also help students, you know, get into college, graduate from college, find their careers. But the reality of having a college degree and having a high school degree makes all the difference. And like even the young women that decide not to go to college, they've learned that they can go to college, they have the tools, and then they're influencing like a whole new generation.
And can they come back to you if they say, well, I took a 2-year gap, but I want to go, I still need some support though?
Oh, absolutely. That happens all the time. So basically what we try to do is honor each young woman on her journey. So lots of times girls will graduate from high school, they're not ready for college. We stay in touch with everybody. And so we help them find jobs. And when they're ready to go to school, we help them find the financial aid and whatever they need to get reengaged.
Tanae, as you went through your college experiences, both for the bachelor's and the master's, did you remain actively involved with the girls' group, even if it was from a distance?
I did. I actually worked with one of the girls. She was in foster care, and she actually went to Ferris State. So my job was just to make sure that she was staying on track. I helped her with her homework, just took her out on different outings to make sure she wasn't discouraged from continuing her college education. And she actually graduated, so I felt kind of proud that I had a little something to do with that. So I did continue. I kept in touch with Sue. I've been to her fundraisers, so we definitely keep in touch.
Sue, 16 years down the line now, how different are the avenues of opportunity for the girls that are coming into the program today than the ones that perhaps Tanae had available to her all those years ago?
There's more and more opportunities all the time. I mean, I remember that I took, you know, Tanae to a college prep summer camp in Virginia, but now there's multiple opportunities. This past summer, we had like 70 young women that stayed at overnight college prep camps on college campuses. So many things have grown over time. And now we even have something during the summer called Adventure Club for the few young women that actually like to hike
or
want to learn
with you,
how
right.
to hike.
And when you increase your staff members, you have people with different backgrounds coming in. So that gives back too. I mean, there's different girls that have different pathways. Hey, that person may have been on the same path as you or want to be, and you can look up to them. So
we look back 16 years and brought up to today. Sue, there's been an evolution of the girls' group. Mm-hmm. How is it going to evolve further from this point forward?
The reality is that there's lots and lots of opportunity. We run programs every single week within 16 different schools, and there's tremendous opportunity to grow. We're piloting our first sixth grade program in the schools. Obviously, the younger you interact with young women, the better. So there's the opportunity to continue expanding sixth grade. Some of the schools that we serve, we're basically at capacity, so they would appreciate having more programs. We provide one-on-one college prep to high school seniors, but we're launching into one-on-one support of high school juniors as well. So there's just endless types of opportunity, and it's all, you know, financially dependent and also not, you know, overwhelming girls group staff by doing too much at once.
How are you funded?
We have, you know, significant grant funders such as United Way, Community Foundation for Southeast Michigan, Ann Arbor Area Foundation. It's a long list of founders that we're grateful for. The reality is most of our funding comes from personal donors, many of whom have been with us for a lot of years. I think that people are super proud to support Girls Group. Our mission's super clear. We're financially responsible. We're very transparent. The young women share their stories. So we have primarily long-term loyal donors.
And it's not only an investment in an organization. As you mentioned, it's an investment in an individual and in a community future because of the programs they go through, right?
That's right, yep. When we say when you change the destiny of a young woman, you affect generations.
Oh, I like that. I like that. Well, we've been talking about the evolution of Girls Group, and Tanae, are you going to continue to be a part of that evolution?
Oh, yeah, forever.
Forever. Forever. I like it. Well, thank you so much for the work you're doing, and thank you for the time today. I do appreciate it.
All right, we appreciate you. Thanks.
Thank you.
That is Sue Schooner and Tanae Collins from Girls Group of Washtenaw County. You'll find all the resources and links you need for more information at our website. That's WEMU.org. Washtenaw United is produced in partnership with the United Way of Washtenaw County and heard each Monday. I'm David Fair, and this is 89.1 WEMU FM and WEMU HD1 Ypsilanti.